Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip, hop, and everyday life, man. Got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Be sure to check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., holding down the overnight hip-hop spot for the past 15 years. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com, all right? Now, we partnered up with Live365.com last year at the beginning of the pandemic, and we decided to launch our very own internet radio station. Now, let me tell you something unique about Live365. They are a server, okay? They are a company that provides a server for small wireless radio stations, AM radio stations, internet radio stations to be a part of their server and basically allow stations to become media-based tracking, which means all artists paid on any affiliate station of Live365, those artists receive credits, points, towards royalties for their music being paid. Played, that's right. Getting paid for your music being played on radio, okay? Now, there are a lot of internet radio stations out there in the world, but a lot of those stations might not be media-based tracking. Through our partnership with Live365, we are, okay? We are. We provide the opportunity for artists to basically have their music monetized. All right? Now, let me let you know about our station. Our station is Ride 95. We're what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The way to access us is very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you're there, be sure to type in the word Ride, the number 9, the number 5. It's R-I-D-E 95. All right? Once you type that in the search engine, you're going to click on our station logo, and you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, okay? All right, now, if you want to access this via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. Go download the Live365 app. Once you download the app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, okay? All right, lock us in, all right? Okay, now, we're going to get right into it, man. Y'all know what we do. This is the platform for those who are moving and shaking the community, for people who are changing the world day by day, brick by brick, through actions, not just talk. If you're an artist, entertainer, entrepreneur, whether you're changing the world through business, movies, however you're changing the world, this is the platform for you. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different than any other day on the Ride and Dirty Show. So welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform. Rapper, OG Ego. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, big dog?
Man, maintaining. The first thing I want to say is, man, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the platform.
It's an honor for you to have me.
All right, man. So, look, let's get into the story. Let's get into it. The first thing I want you to know, to let our listeners know, is where you are from.
I'm from VA, north of Virginia.
Two up, two down, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, so, man, what's it like growing up in Norfolk, Virginia?
Small town. You know, a lot of crazy shit that happened around here, but, you know, you got to move forward on that. It's good growing up around here, man. You know, a lot of kids. You know, besides all the shooting and everything, man, it's good down here, man.
All right, now, at what point in your life did you first of all, when did you fall in love with the music?
Oh, man, I fell in love at age 18. But when I was a kid, I used to sing and dance all the time. You know, I was kind of getting into it. My biggest inspiration was Michael Jackson. You know, I used to dance, you know, sing. You know, there's a lot of videos of me doing that. So by the time I turned 18, you know, my cousin had put me on to the studio, and it was just love at first sight right there. You know, I just started making more music. You know, that's all I do is just make music. On my spare time, when I'm off work, when I'm just, you know, just writing, that's all I just do.
Okay. Now, other than Michael Jackson, who are some of your other influences?
Chris Brown, because, you know, he a singer. Polo G. And Lil Durk.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Now, what actually made you be inspired by those artists?
You know, they talk about where they came from, you know, how they started, you know, how everything in their lives was going on, and they put that out there. So that made me feel like, you know, let me introduce myself. Let me show the people, let me show the world who I am. And, you know, that's when I just go ahead and take it.
Okay.
I want everybody to know OG Ego.
Okay. Now, at 18 years old, you realized and you figured out that you wanted to do this. Like, what were some of the first steps that you took when it came to pursuing a career as an artist?
Making sure my flow was right. You know, I had practiced numerous and numerous of times on how I was going to come off my music and how I was going to say it because, you know, other than just guns and just doing all that other crazy stuff, you know, I want to come off it in a different way, you know, just come off as me.
Okay. All right. Now, coming up in Virginia. Now, Virginia is known for a lot of different styles. I've heard artists from Virginia sound Southern. I heard artists from Virginia sound like they're from the East Coast. And a lot of people say because Virginia is kind of in the middle, they're so it's very diverse. Tell the people a little bit about your style.
Well, my style, I go off as a dude from VA, you know, expressing itself, telling everybody what's going on down here and how I'm trying to change it, you know, become number one. That's what I want to do, is become number one, not just for me, but for my city. You know, it's a lot of things that's going on right here, stuff getting torn down, and there's things I'm still trying to change about it. People look at us down here as the people that shoot each other, that do all this other crazy stuff. No, it's another way. It's way different from that. Down here is a whole bunch of people that's trying to get up and do what they got to do and move out of this city. And quite frankly, that's what I'm trying to do for myself. I'm doing this until I put me and my family in a better predicament. Because, you know, I got a little brother, I got a little sister, and I got a little brother that's locked up. So when he come out, I want him to be happy, like, really with me. Really be happy for me when he come out. Because, you know, I'm going to be big. And once I'm big, I'm going to make him big, too.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Now, being a person that wants to inspire, like, once you're put in that position, especially through the music, like, what are some of the changes you want to bring about?
The way I want to come off, you know, because I still got a lot of things I still got to handle down here before I even take it further. You know, I still go to school. You know, I'm basically on grown man time, you feel me? You know, this music stuff is just something for me on the side, but it's also something I want to pursue. So I'm still trying to maintain everything, get my head together, just basically trying to stay out of the way to focus on my upcoming life.
Definitely, definitely, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now, what's the VA scene like for independent artists?
It's pretty good. We got a lot of hot artists down here. Tay 80, OMB KD, No Slime Spaz, you know, everybody basically doing their own thing, just trying to push forward, you know, stay out of the way of the drama.
Okay, now when it comes to being an independent artist in the VA, like, what's the support like from the DJs, and what's the support like from the people of the city?
Oh, they some good supporters, bro. They really on my side. You know, every time somebody even hear my song, is, bro, you got this, bro. Don't let nobody tell you that you cannot do nothing, bro. It's all on you, bro. Like, your style is good. Like my boy Terrell, you know, he the one that's putting me on with the interviews. Love you, bro. I appreciate that. Let's make it further. Let's go far.
Okay.
They want, like, is a person like me, I'm real. You feel me? Like, I tell people what's right from wrong. You know, I'm not just going to go by what you say. You feel me?
No doubt. Definitely. All right, that name OG Ego. Now, when you think of OG, you think of the big homie. You think of an older person that's in position to help lead the youth. How did the name OG Ego come about?
All right. Now, it took me some time to actually find my name. I went from Kid Ego, King Ego, to OG Ego. Now, OG, I rep it for only greatness. Because that's all I'm carrying in my head is only greatness.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Now, you say you went through a number of name changes. Like, what made you decide on OG?
All right, so when my cousin started rapping, you know, he was telling me all about it. He was telling me, once you step in the game, it's not just about the music. You got to have the moves for it. You got to sound good. So while I was thinking about all that, I actually thought about my name, because at first I was actually going to roll with Kid Ego. But, you know, I ain't a kid, so I had to think about it and upgrade it. So I called him. I said, what you think about me calling myself OG Ego? I love that. I like it. Just go ahead and make that OG Ego. I'm feeling that. So ever since then, I'm big OG.
Okay. Definitely. No doubt. Now, as an artist in 2021, and we know the hip-hop game, the urban music game is very, very popular. There's a lot of money to be made. How do you plan to stand out when it comes to all the other talent out here?
That's a good question. Me, once I start out at it, it's not just going to be me, because, you know, I got a whole team with me, too. If I grind, we all grind. You feel me? Like, I got like a bunch of different dudes working at me from different spots. A guy working on me with my cover art. A guy that's actually showing me some music, you know, trying to give me the mode of it, producing it for me. A guy that take me to the studio, you know, I got all of that. So with the money, I ain't really in for it. You feel me? I'm just doing what I love. You feel me? But I would love for all that to happen, though. It's just all for me. It's just something I fell in love with and I want to continue to do for the rest of my life. Other than just going out here doing all this dumb stuff, stealing cars, shooting, you know, trying to get away from that. You feel me? And I feel like the music is my key. I just got to wait. Just got to open the door. You feel me?
Right. Now, you mentioned team. That up-and-coming artists know how important having the proper team is when it comes to building a career.
Right. Everybody is good in their own ways. I know someone that's really good at drawing is trying to work with me now. But, you know, I already got somebody that's already a lot on me. So, you know, I'm still trying to figure out who's really set and who's really good at that certain spot that I can take with me to do what we got to do.
Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to building a project and creating music, like, what's that process like for you?
Well, to me, that process is good to me, because when I think of Eric, like, when I write my music, I actually take time with it. Like, I get inspired all around. Even if I'm just outside just chilling with people and I'm just looking around, you know, just, okay, I like that. I can talk about the people, how everything going on, everything quiet, kids playing. I could just rap about all that. But as far as what I've been through in my past, that's what I mostly think about. You know, and instead of just sitting right there, you know, talking about it, you know, I decided to put that into a song.
Okay. All right. Definitely, definitely, definitely. No doubt, no doubt. All right, man. We all know that in 2021 and for the past few years, content is king. The world is dominated by social media and the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
How has the World Wide Web affected how you get your music to the masses?
All right. I got a guy that posts my music on TuneCore. So, you know, when I post my music, I start off with the best to the eye, because, you know, it's some music that that I'm still working on, and I'm trying to build a project with a couple of people, but they all, you know, they tell me they want to do it with me, but then when it's time to do it, it's just, okay, yeah, you don't want to do it. So it's just me. And in the process of making them projects, I really put my heart and soul to them. Like, I make sure everything I say is straight, make sure I ain't messing up, you know, none of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about this record you have, Quiet Storm. Tell me a little bit about it, the concept, who produced it.
Oh, Quiet Storm. That's actually a remix by Mobb Deep. You know, I grew up listening to him, and Quiet Storm was one of my favorite songs. Like, every time someone would play that song, I would just go ahead and just say it off the rip. And I just always wanted to do it. So that day when I had made Lotus and Dark Times, I had put Quiet Storm up there. You know, I told my boy Stoner, that's one of my producers, I said, let me go ahead and run Quiet Storm. He said, all right, let me see what you got. I ran it. He was like, bro, that joint was fire. You need to put that out. At first, I wasn't going to put it out because I was really thinking about dropping a couple of other of my songs. Because, you know, Quiet Storm was a remix. So when I played it for a couple of people, you know, they said, bro, you should just drop that, bro. Drop it, bro. Like, you really don't sound like no other rappers. You actually sound like you, bro. You don't stop. You need to drop that song. So in the midst of that, I dropped it and getting a lot of love from it.
Okay, now. Quiet Storm, that's a classic. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
How have people said you held up to the classic? And why tackle a classic?
You say it again.
First of all, you tackled a classic. How have the fans reacted to you tackling the classic?
They loving it. They said I should actually do more, and I might just get the fans what they want.
No doubt, definitely, no doubt.
Yes, sir.
So what do you see in the near future for OG Ego?
A new life, a new start, and changing lives.
Okay, all right. Now, we mentioned social media. How can the people find you throughout the World Wide Web?
On Instagram, you can find me at OG Ego. On Facebook, you can find me at Young Rich Nigga Shamar. On SoundCloud, you can find me at OG Ego, too. Same thing for Spotify, Apple Music, and TuneCore.
All right, tell me that. Tell me those again.
SoundCloud is OG Ego. Instagram is OG Ego. And Facebook is Young Rich Nigga Shamar. And you can find me on Apple Music and Spotify.
All right, is that Twitter or on YouTube?
Yo, Twitter too, yeah, OG Ego, all the same.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now, how can people check out the Quiet Storm remix? Is it on streaming platforms? Where can people check that out?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, no doubt.
It's on YouTube,
well, do me a favor,
SoundCloud. You said what?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Okay. All right, my G, again, man, thank you for sitting down, talking with us. Introduce this joint to the world.
This is OG Ego. You said what, bro?
All right. Introduce the song to the world.
Quiet Storm?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got Quiet Storm, Lotus, Dark Times, and Boom. All four songs on YouTube. You can find them on the same thing, all platforms.
All right. My D, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
I ain't never been quiet, cause I'm always making noise. I'm ahead to go ahead and get on what they asking for. It's like they want more from OG, but I've been giving them all I got. But fuck it. I don't know about y'all, but this storm about to be loud as a bitch. Started as a youngin', then I grew into a hustler. I'm lit, I'm the shit, I stay packing all the customers. So many bitches, man, I gotta pack a rubber. What you expect? I gotta fuck one girl after the other. Where the real niggas at? Matter of fact, R.I.P. Ant, the realest nigga that ever stepped on the map. And if you ain't from my city, don't even step in the trap. Unless you looking for some trouble and you trying to get wet. See, I'm a real fucking nigga, I'm a bad bitch getter. And if I didn't give a fuck about rap, I'd be a head splitter. Hitting that Henny really got me fucking tipsy, nigga. But luckily, I got blessed to keep the party fucking roasting, nigga. These niggas talk about the shit that I bought. Can they buy or they broke, man? That's what I thought. And all these niggas that try to slow me down, you slow as a sloth. I'm wiping these niggas like this thing because they soft as a cloth.
It's the red.
So what you know about that life in the streets? Well, it's all about survival, yeah, according to me. There's people out here struggling to put shoes in their feet. And plus, they ain't got no homes, they always lay in the street.
It's
OG, I'm trying to rap, they go and start up the beat. You know I can't go a day without spitting that heat. But picture me as LeBron, just thinking you'll see. He's the GOAT with the ball, but I'm the GOAT with the beat. I know it's quiet, but I'm bringing a storm. I'ma electrify the crowd when they see me perform. But every day, niggas tell me ego put me on, but they get the chills. They never got the balls to carry on. They rely on me. Niggas really think I got a one. Where the thought is at? Especially ones that like to wear the thongs. I'm on that. Ego really got it going on. Now we all set. Do I really gotta keep it going? I look expensive as shit. I should be sold at the store. I carry so much shit that I can't move no more. And I don't care about shit. All my feelings is torn. I had a nasty attitude since the day I was born. And as a young, I never really got into them books. Mama said, put your mind to it. That's all it took. I had to think what was right. Be the man or a crook. I had no father for no guidance. So my brain stayed shook. Spin it left and right. I swear to God it was me. Mama was really getting tired. They always saved us a seat. Referral after referral. Pages sat so deep. If you had asked me for a dean, then you know what I mean. Head shot so close. I swear to God I seen it. Niggas blowing heads off. We can see what he's thinking. Fat bottle of Henny. Man, you know that I'm drinking. It's a party for the OG. So you know that I'm sipping. You saying you could've put young niggas, you didn't. Stop bragging about some shit that your dumb ass didn't finish. That's the problem with you niggas, everything is a competition. If y'all really wanted to race, y'all should race with them comprehensions. I came from the shadows, now I'm in the sunlight. When God heard me rap, the man told me I was so bright. I got four other siblings, so I gotta keep the money right. I got mouths to feed, I ain't slipping, I been locked two times and I ain't been right since. Some niggas really tried to keep me on some humbug shit. The judge, man, he won't have me, like, fuck that shit. Cause he just like the others, so I'm into this shit. But some niggas really crazy, trying to ask if I make it. But what's the difference if I tell you'll make you sick and you'll hate it? But I ain't mad, cause guess what, that's how the haters created. You know they do whatever it takes just to stop you from making it. They try to talk you down,
what?
They say you couldn't do it.
Really?
It's time to pull me wrong, little nigga, let's get into
that's
it
funny.
I had some dark times, plus I've been through it. But it only made me stronger, the life of a real nigga, huh? I tried to tell them, but they wouldn't listen.
I guess I gotta use the storm to wake them up.
To the rap,
hip hop,